In a report released today, the Ocean Conservancy says volunteers around the world collected more than 100,000 items of personal protective equipment, or PPE, over the last 6 months of 2020. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more about the report and the steps experts say people can take to be part of the solution.
The report is based on data collected through a network of international coastal cleanup partners and volunteers. The Ocean Conservancy considers PPE to be face masks, gloves, face shields, and sanitizing wipes. The Ocean Conservancy says the 100,000 number is a vast undercount of the amount of PPE pollution that actually exists in the ocean, on beaches, and in other coastal environments. Britta Beckler is a senior manager of ocean plastics research with the Ocean Conservancy, and she says 100,000 is low because fewer volunteers turned out to collect trash in 2020 due to the pandemic. Beckler says the Ocean Conservancy estimates the actual number of PPE polluting coastal environments to be in the low millions. She also says the organization didn't add PPE as a data category to its litter tracking mobile app known as CleanSwell until July of last year. So volunteers recorded PPE data under other categories for the first half of 2020. The report highlights that 94% of surveyed volunteers and coordinators observed PPE pollution at a cleanup in 2020. Nearly half of those volunteers reported that 75% or more of the PPE was single use. Beckler says 37% of those surveyed reported seeing PPE submerged in bodies of water. She says a single submerged disposable face mask can release millions of microfibers into a waterway.
Obviously, PPE have been a really important part of bending the curve on this pandemic, but it is a concern that these items, which are largely made of plastics and plastic polymers, are making their way into the environment, degrading into microplastics and causing ingestion and entanglement hazards to wildlife.
Ben Ruttenberg is an associate professor in the Biological Sciences Department at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo and director of the Center for Coastal Marine Sciences. He says any pollution that makes its way to the ocean is harmful. Ruttenberg says wildlife consume microplastics, and through a process called bioaccumulation, the plastics move through the food chain and eventually make their way into humans. Beckler says people and businesses can take steps to limit PPE pollution. She says establishments can minimize single-use plastics and increase the number of trash bins. Beckler and Ruttenberg both urge people to wear reusable masks or face shields whenever possible. If someone must dispose of PPE, Beckler recommends snipping the ear loops of masks to avoid entanglement hazards. People can also help by joining the CleanSwell app and using it to track pollution as they pick it up. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.